This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
The caregivers around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned on the show where you can find help and hope. And with us on the boards we have today, Ed. How you doing, Ed?
Here we go on a Friday.
Hot Friday.
You know, I just want to fast forward to November.
Yeah, it's a little
so
hot.
So tired of it.
Yeah.
You know, my friends are that don't like the cold weather, I'm like, I hope you're happy.
Yeah, I hope you're happy. And what did they do where I live? They decided to do maintenance on the pool for 3 days. Now, when my grandson was over, wasn't good, but whatever. And with me, as always, is my best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, not psychic, Lynn Thornley.
Good afternoon.
How are you today?
Good. Enjoying the weather.
Enjoying the weather.
I'm one of those ones that like the heat, and I'm having a hard time.
Yeah, just a little too much. But it's nice and cool in the studio. It's good. And I want to give a shout out to our newest listeners. We have Christy in Tampa. We have Julia in St. Pete. And we have Michaela in New Jersey.
Well, welcome, ladies.
Like I always say, there's always plenty of room around the Connecting Caregivers table for more listeners, whether you listen to us when we're live on the radio or on YouTube or Facebook or my website or wherever. We just want to help caregivers in any way we can. And as always, anytime during the show, if you have a question, you can call in at 727-441-3000. And if you have any questions now, tomorrow, whenever for me, you can just go to lindaburhans.com and send me an email. And I want to let you know, I don't have all the answers to everything, but I know somebody who does. So if you ask me for a reference or a referral or a question, if I don't have the answer, I will find the answer for you. I always say that I'm very blessed to live in a community of professionals that want to make a difference in the lives of our community. So we have two guests on the show today. We have Melinda Bryan from Ruth's Promise.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
And we have Jen Schmidt from Clean Eats Cafe. Welcome.
Thank you.
So before we start talking, Melinda, I just wanted to read this prayer that someone sent me from Facebook the other day. I shared it in my support group yesterday and this morning, and everybody loved it. And it's prayer for caregivers, and it's the prayer for tranquility. God of all hope, I come to you now seeking tranquility to help me carry on in my duties as a caregiver. My loved one's health situation looks hopeless, and it is an overwhelming burden. I pray you will fill me with your peace and give me a steadfast hope. My soul seems easily crushed by hopelessness when I see my loved one in their sad condition after day, Lord. You spoke and the waves had no choice but to obey you. Please speak to my spirit now and grant me the tranquility that only comes for you. Amen. So caregivers, I know it's tough. I know it's tough. I'm glad you're listening to the show. I'm glad you're learning new things. But I will say, and always say this, get into a support group. Whether it's a live support group, whether it's a support group online, whether it's my support group. If you go to lindaburhans.com under events, you'll find my support groups and other people's support groups. I'm not the only gal on the block. There are a lot of great support groups. And I also do a monthly journaling workshop for caregivers. So you're just going to find when you go in there, other people get it. Because they know what you're going through. You try to talk to maybe members of your families or someone else, and they have not dealt with what you're dealing with. They don't have a clue. They don't have a clue. So please do that. So Melinda, I love Ruth's Promise. Years ago, I spoke there a couple of times. I went and did some activities in the beginning when they first opened. I know Terry Ziegler for many, many years.
Right.
In fact, I used to have a company called The Party Crew, and we did staffing, and we staffed her daughter's bar mitzvah.
Oh, how
that's how
fun.
We first met.
Okay.
I wasn't a caregiver yet, and she wasn't in the caregiver either, so you never know what comes around.
You never know. That's true.
So Ruth's Promise is an adult daycare, but first of all, tell our listeners. We're going to tell them two things. We're going to tell them what adult daycare is
right.
And what Ruth's Promise means.
Okay. Well, an adult daycare center is a place where you can bring your loved ones, and that's what we like to call them, is your loved ones. You're the caregiver. You can bring them in for anywhere between 5 to 6 hours a day, 5 days a week. We just recently went to
so
five
fabulous.
Days. I know, it's really exciting. But it gives the caregiver time to go to their own appointments, to have some respite, to be apart from their loved ones.
And they may need to go to work, too.
Right. They may need to go to work, and some of them do. They bring them in, and they leave them with us, knowing that they're going to be engaged. And not baby. It's not a babysitting service.
Right. It's not a sit in front of the TV service.
No, we don't let them sit there. We actually keep them engaged. And even the ones that are not able to really engage heartily, we're right there saying, you know, let's focus on this and be a part of the community that we're building, which is very beautiful for the loved one, but also the caregiver can have the confidence that they know we're...
For a few hours, they don't have to worry.
For a few hours, their mom, their dad, their spouse, their son, or whoever it is being taken care of and engaged in a respectful way. That they can know that they're going to be looked after.
Yeah.
For the loved ones, it's a time where they can build friendships, where they can be a part of something that...
Well, you give them a sense of purpose there. So
we do.
I can remember one time I went there and there was a project that was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they were filling backpacks for kids or something like that. So they had like a little assembly point. The backpack went around. One person put the pencils in. And they did have a purpose.
It is.
It helped that school or whatever it was.
It does. And when they know that they're being... engaged in something that means something to somebody else. We all want to have a purpose.
Right.
And so that is one of the things we do. But we do social.
Yeah.
We do physical. Every day we have some kind of physical activity where we get them up, get them moving, get smiles going. We do educational activities where, you know, if we don't stop learning or if we
Ever.
Stop learning,
right.
you know, we might as well give it up. So we give them something every day that they can learn, something new, something engaging. And then there's also that spiritual aspect. All of these fall within the state guidelines. But, you know, as we get older and we get closer to God, you know, that becomes really important.
Yes.
And many of our loved ones, they really appreciate that.
It's very important to them.
And the chance to talk about it.
Yeah.
They've been all of them have been to Bible studies all over, and they never get the opportunity to say, why is this?
Yeah.
You know, so when we give them the opportunity to speak their hearts and their minds during a Bible study, it's very heartwarming for them.
Yeah, and I like what you said, everyone is engaged. I remember a friend of mine used to do activities at a dementia community, and they would bring in the parachute, you know, and all the different things. And there was one woman that was non-commutative, and they always brought her in, though.
Regardless.
They always brought her in. Well, we found out after a short time that she liked horses. So every time we went back there, we brought her a horse, a stuffed animal horse, a statue of a horse, or whatever.
Right.
And one day, a couple weeks later, people were having a conversation about it, and somebody said something about a horse, and she went like this, and she raised her horse.
Huh.
So she's still there. She's still in the conversation. You need to bring her.
And we know that. And sometimes when they can't, you know, verbalize things, they are cognitively hearing it.
Yeah.
And it is getting through to them. So.
And you know the thing is, too, as caregivers, we have enough jobs with our loved one. Entertaining them all day, you can't do that. You just can't. It's just too much. I remember a friend of mine, Mama Rose, was going to go to an adult daycare in Oldsmar, fabulous place. Her family was afraid to tell her. So I told her I worked there. I actually went and did some free programs there, that I worked there and I needed her to be my helper. But I go on the road a lot, Mama, so I won't be here every day. And one of the things I did one time was around Valentine's Day. And all the families of the residents send in photos of their loved one than when they were younger. And then we put them up on the big screen. Guess if you can see, guess who is who. And you see all these young, and there was one man that barely ever talked. But when he saw himself in that army uniform and all the other ladies going, whoa, whoa, whoa. A
handsome guy.
He was so happy. You know, and it's those moments that makes a difference in those people's lives.
Yeah, we have lots of moments just like that. And it's heartwarming for the staff because we know it's getting through to them and we're making a difference. But also when they leave, they feel like they have connected and they have been, you know, a part of something special.
Yeah, so. Yeah, and they get friends there. And you know, we don't... And lots of times people, you don't have to call it a day, adult daycare. You say you're going to the club, you're going to the group, you know, whatever. Because lots of times titles for things can make people feel really uncomfortable. But every time I have a caregiver who decides to bring their loved one to adult daycare, before you know it, they want to go 2, 3, 4 days a week, and some of them get upset because it's not open on the weekends. Yes. And some of the caregivers said, I wish it would be open on the weekends, you know? So we should just find a weekend place to start.
It is hard, at the very beginning, it's hard to convince them that they need to go and do that because a lot of them suffer not only from depression, I mean, not only from...
Dementia,
but also depression.
Yeah.
And so they just don't want to be around people. But once you get them in there and they realize that they've been missing out on a lot of stuff.
And it makes them more mobile, too.
It does.
Because, you know, you're at home with your loved one and you're doing the laundry, you're doing this, and they're sitting in the chair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not having an exercise class every day.
Oh, well, we are. Come on down.
Yes. But where did the name Ruth's Promise come from?
Ruth's Promise comes from a Bible scripture from the book of Ruth, where Naomi is the mother-in-law to Ruth. And Naomi and Ruth are traveling through the desert, and Ruth promises Naomi that she will take care of her regardless of where they go. It actually, it says, as where you go, I will go. Where you stay, I will stay. Your God, your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. That's the scripture. But it's more than that. It's, you know, Naomi is back there saying, you know, you don't have to do that. Just like our mom said that, you don't have to, you know, take care of me. No, Naomi says, oh, yes, I do. I made a promise. I made a promise to you. I made a promise to God.
And this was her mother-in-law, not
her
mother.
That was the mother-in-law, Naomi. And so Ruth says, nope, I'm going to follow you through. Now, Ruth was, when they finally got to where they were going in Judah, she, you know, she was in the right space, and they both survived. But they went through a lot through the desert, and, you know.
Can't imagine.
3,000 years ago, or however long ago again, you know, women weren't really able to do a whole lot back then. So that's kind of where it came from. But it's the promise. I will take care no matter what.
So. And we make those promises to our loved ones.
We do.
And because we love them, not because it's our duty.
Right.
It's because we love them.
Well, and it wasn't Ruth's duty, you know?
Well, you know, I spoke to a woman just the other day, and her husband was very ill, and she took care of him for a couple of years. And this was a couple of years ago. He passed away. And I said to her, how are you doing with all that since he's passed away and everything? And she said, I haven't really said this to too many people, Linda, but it was a relief. She said, the last 10 years of our marriage wasn't good, and there was always tension in our household.
Mm-hmm.
But you would never have known that, the way she took care of him and the way she was so kind, you know, and everything. You would never have known that. And I thought, you're a good woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you make a commitment, and you say, I'm going to do it.
And her memories probably went back to when it was good.
Of course.
You know?
He says, we got kids together, you know.
Yeah.
And just, if we can let that stuff go, what's in between, if we can.
Yeah.
It's easier said than done many times.
And it's death to us part, you know, richer or poorer, you know, sickness and health and dementia. Is a sickness as far as it's
but you know what the thing is too, the most important thing is that we just spend time with them,
mm-hmm.
not pooping and peeing and pills and this and that. The most important thing, and I think what happens too when someone goes to adult daycare, their loved one has had a break.
Yes.
So then they can better care. Well, so you know your story, right?
Yeah.
My husband, I had to do everything for him. I always did, but that was on me because I just always did. And when he got sick, I did more. And I wanted to go to my niece's wedding because she's like my daughter. So I got his son to come down and that and look after him. And I was really at wit's end, but with him. And then when I got back, he goes, "You're much nicer now."
And here
I thought, I was thinking, I got to get away. No, he did too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what I say to you. You know what I say to caregivers all the time. I go, you may think you're the bomb caregiver and you're the only one that can do it. And lots of time your little woman is sitting there and underneath their breath is saying, could you go away for a little while? Let me see somebody else, please.
And you don't believe it. It's shocking, though. They do one.
Yeah, that's true.
But it does. It makes a whole bit. So when you get to have that respite.
That is really important.
You can be a better caregiver.
You can be a better caregiver, and you don't. It also gives you the opportunity that you can take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Of course, that's respite, but also it gives you the opportunity to rejuvenate and
take care of yourself.
Yeah.
And I bet you caregivers meet other caregivers that are there.
We actually are running
that's a fabulous thing. So then they get, to be friends and talk to, a couple months ago I was in my mail room and there was two ladies there, I didn't know them. And one lady opened up her mail and it was stuffed and all the mail fell on the floor and she started crying and I'm like, it's only mail. And I started helping her pick it up. And she said, my husband has dementia. I can't even get to my mail. I can't even get out of the house. I'm so isolated. And the other lady over there says, me too. And I'm like, you girls need to be friends. You need to be friends with me.
Right.
But I see them now walking around the complex together with their husbands. Fabulous.
Yes.
Because we don't have to do it alone.
No. And it allowing your spouse. I have a couple of spouses that they could put their loved one in with us 5 days a week, but they actually want to have them only in there like 2 days because they still want to have their good days with them. So it's not
so
like...
you don't have to go 5 days.
No.
You can go as many days as you want.
Yeah, and they have their plans because for the caregiver, a lot of them, especially married couples, they're so used to doing things together.
Yeah.
And so if they put them into, let's say, an assisted living or a memory care, they wouldn't have that opportunity to take them out and do things with them and still go to the park and, and have them in their daily life.
Right.
So it's a wonderful way that you almost get the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
You know, that they can because still have the two of them together.
Yeah, so. I see the caregivers all the time. You don't know how many days, months, years your loved one has. Do you want them sitting there looking at you like, you're so stressed out? I don't want my daughter to be so stressed out. I'm going to be sitting here being really sad if I see her like that.
Right.
And if she's not taking a break and she's, kind of thing. And I don't want to have my last days feeling sad. I want to have my last days feeling glad that my daughter takes such good care of me. And that we, it could make me cry. And that we could, have some time together.
Real time.
Yeah.
Not just,
it's some time you don't have many at other times in your life. How many opportunities do you have that you sit down and you start talking about? It was like recently I went to Colorado to visit my granddaughter. I just became a great grandma.
Yay!
Well, she's a mother now. She's a big girl. It's a whole different thing. And she asked me some questions about some serious things in our lives.
Right.
And it was fabulous.
Because she had real time together.
Yeah, and that she wanted to know, and that I got to share that with her.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's a big girl now.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'm so blessed for that time, and I've been in so many other circumstances. Mama Rose. Getting to know people, even in I first met Mama Rose, she was like 95.
Oh,
she died at 99. And she was one of my best buds. But you have to make the time for that.
You too.
And everybody has a story. They have great things to tell you.
Oh, well, that's one thing I love about our loved ones. They all have stories.
Yeah.
They have the most interesting stories that, you know, it's just fascinating.
Yeah, and everybody's had a career or whatever.
It is. And they just are so interesting. And a lot of times, as Bruce promised, and even in other facilities, when we come in, we catch them at this stage of their lives. We don't know all of their history. Yeah. And so when we get to listen to some of these wonderful stories that they relate to us, it's fascinating. Yeah. You know, I think you need to have a radio show just on some of them, because they just have so much to offer.
For a while, I was going around and I was interviewing like people over 90.
Yeah.
And my question was, what's the first thing you're going to say when you get to heaven? Or ask when you get to heaven? Very interesting. And then one man said to me, I'm sorry. But it was very interesting. Some of the different, and I'll probably pursue that again.
Yeah, that's a great one.
It was fun. And it's interesting. That's all right, so where can our listeners find you?
We are in the heart of Pinellas County. We have some people who've come from Oldsmar and some that's come all the way from St. Pete. But we're in Largo, Florida, 455 Missouri Avenue. We're right across the street from Largo High School. We are supported by the Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in their community center, community outreach center. We are very grateful for their support. They're amazing.
Fabulous.
Yeah, to be able to, you know, they actually are walking the walk as far as I'm concerned. And but they also supply us with some of the most fabulous volunteers where you can't get in other places.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, these people that come in and volunteer for us and with us, they're a part of what makes Roos Promise really special.
And I know there's at least one caregiver out there that's thinking, I can't afford that stuff.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Well, fortunately, because God gives us in so many ways, we do offer scholarships to support those who can't find the financial needs to get in. We also have just recently, and thank you, Terry Ziegler, that we are now on one insurance. We do take some insurances.
That's great.
Oh, that's good.
Which is really exciting. We got on it the 1st of July. You can call me, reach me, and I'll let you know if you're on that.
Yeah.
And we're going to...
And just to know, though, the basic course is $11 an hour.
Yes,
it's $11. We're not talking $25 an hour.
No, it's $11 an hour, which is actually the cheapest in Pinellas County.
Yeah, I would say.
Even the government-supported ones are like $12 an hour. And some of the private facilities, they go up to $16, $17, $18 an hour. So we are nonprofit. We have sustained ourselves on grants.
All right. So thank you, everybody. Please go by and visit. They can just come stop by and visit if they want.
Stop in anytime. Just knock on our door. We're open from 9 to 3.
Okay. And I'll put all the description in the show, the address, the phone number, and all that stuff so you can contact us. But right now it's time to hear from our wonderful partners, because you know the deal. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help, because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Sean W. Scott has been practicing elder law and qualifying clients for Medicaid for over 30 years. While his practice is in all areas of estate planning, such as durable power of attorney, healthcare surrogates, and wills, he also prides himself on having a 100% accuracy rate on getting clients approved for Medicaid. Why Medicaid, you may ask? Do you want to pay up to $16,000 a month for a nursing home should the time come? Obviously, no one wants to have to endure this cost. So, even though you may have planned well for retirement, the reality is things happen. Planning ahead is never too soon. You need to make sure your income and assets are protected so that you can take care of you and your loved ones. Florida law is very specific on how and what is protected and how to protect it. Give Sean a call. He can help. 727-539-0181. That's 727-539-0181.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
And we're back. So please, listeners, think about adult day programs. Just take a chance. You can always go there for one day, and if by any chance you're not comfortable with it, you can just go home. But it's worth it to try it for a day. But I'm telling you, anybody that I know that brings their loved ones to adult daycare ends up really liking it. So please, and the socialization is just so important. So Jen, welcome to the show. So you're here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So we met at the Voices of Aphasia fundraiser.
We did.
We were sitting together with Debbie Onis. We love Debbie Onis and everything that she does. She's such
a
fabulous woman.
Such an incredible event. It was so inspirational.
Yeah. Oh, and we had two guys. It was a puzzle event. And they raise money through puzzles. And we had two guys at our table that were professional puzzlers. Like, they go to puzzle clubs. And we're sitting there, and they're going, they're filling the thing out.
And we had about five answers between us.
The whole rest of the puzzle.
It was a great event.
But, yeah, it was really great. And they raised a ton of money, which is just fabulous.
So special.
Yeah, she does a great job. So tell us a little bit about your background and how Clean Eats, how you got to Clean Eats. And
sure. So, Clean Eats with a Z, it's a little funny, is a cafe. It's a meal prep service, takeaway meals. My husband is really the foodie of the family. We always kind of, our background is consulting, real estate, property management, but we always kind of knew out there that food would be in our world at some point. We just weren't sure how. And, you know, 2020, COVID, that kind of changed a lot of things for a lot of people. You reevaluate, you kind of figure out what's important to you and what you want to do with your life going forward rather than doing consulting, being on planes, being away from the kids. Thank you. Sure. And, you know, we were kind of looking for what was next. And we came across this Clean Eats concept, which again, cafe, meal prep. And we were just like, wow, our community needs this. So we started looking into it, and we were just like, you know, we just loved what
it
could do.
Is it a franchise?
It is a franchise.
Okay.
So there's incredible support. There was one location only in our area in St. Petersburg over by Tyrone Square. And we just loved it so much. We decided that we would buy the rest of the territory. So we'll get to open five more restaurants.
That's fabulous.
Yeah, all throughout Tampa. We're coming Palm Harbor, and we're coming South Tampa next. Those will be some of our.
But they're coming near us first.
Yes, we are. So we, in the course of choosing Bel Air Bluffs as our first location to build out, we were able to step in as the new owners of the St. Petersburg store a little over a year ago, last spring. And it has been just a transformational, remarkable experience. We have gotten to promote this brand throughout the community. We've gotten to lift up our employees. We've gotten to make the cafe that much better. And it's just truly been a joy. Absolutely the right decision, yeah.
One of the biggest issues with caregivers, and I just heard this on the support group today and yesterday, I had a support group, and they're like, it takes me 2 hours in the morning by the time I get mom up and get her bathed and get her dressed and feed her food. And that's just to get up in the morning. And then we have to go through everything else that we have to do. They go, if you think I'm making any dinner, you know, they said, many times I'm feeding my mom like a frozen lean cuisine or something like that. And I really don't want her to have to be eating that kind of stuff every night, right. But I just don't have any time.
Exactly.
And some people say, I don't have any talent either. Like, I never did before, so.
I know, that's kind of me.
I get that.
I love the microwave myself, but yeah, and my husband and I, he's my business partner, as well as co-operator, we've both been the primary support person for the caregiver. You see that person you love running themselves ragged, you spend weeks at a time with them, and sometimes the most simple things, like a hot meal, go right out the window. You don't shower, you don't take care of your bills, you don't eat. And we feed our community in a lot of different ways. We have a cafe. We're a brick and mortar walk-in cafe. Come for a healthful meal. We don't have fryers. You know, we have very simple foods. We try to make them delicious.
So tell us about some of them.
So one of our most...
what's your most popular?
So there's two things. Our buildables. You tell us what fresh ingredients you'd like us to make you in a bowl, and we prepare them on site. If it's shrimp, if it's salmon, we cook them to order, things like that. We don't have a lot of food sitting around. We have fresh ingredients. We steam things on the flat top grill so you get nicely grilled vegetables, and we just have simple sauces on the side to make them delicious for you. They're nice portions. Some people eat it all. A lot of people take half of it home. So it's a very simple, well-priced meal. And then our wraps are very popular, you know, for people on the go as well. There's a buffalo chicken wrap that is just top of the line. It's probably the thing we sell most of on our menu. And sweet potato fries that come with it. We don't actually have a fryer, so they're sweet potato fries. But, you know, we bake things. Yes, we bake our chicken. We bake our fries. We heat things on a panini press. So you feel good after you eat.
Yeah, you want to feel good after you eat.
After you eat some of the food.
You got me at salmon.
yeah. The other way we serve is our meal prep service. That's really the heart of our business.
Yeah, so explain that.
Yeah, we are not a subscription service. You don't sign up online and we constantly send you food. We have a fresh menu that we make every week locally right in our cafe. We're employing local people, and we prepare all the meals all weekend. We collect the orders all week long, start making food over the weekend, put them together, and our customers pick them up fresh each week starting Sundays. We pick up Sunday, Mondays, and then we can customize as well. For people who need lower carb, we can do that. If gaining weight or adding calories is an issue, we can add extra protein to those meals to give them a little more heft. And we work with most allergies. We can handle most allergies as well.
Oh, that's important too.
We have custom meals we can make. You can go online and just kind of select exactly what you'd like us to put together. If you need a simple diet of brown rice, chicken, and broccoli, it's very popular. We can put that together for you, keep it simple.
Because all the fast food places out there, half of it's poison. It's just poison.
Yeah.
And it's very scary, but people don't have other options. Here's another option.
Yeah.
Somewhere you can go and still pick up
and feel better
good,
when
healthy
you're eating.
Food.
Yeah, and that's what we really try to do. You do have to stop in and see us every week when you pick up your meals, but that's what we love. We love being a place for community. We don't salt in our kitchen. We don't add oils. I mean, maybe if we roast a vegetable, to go at one of the meals. We don't add sugar. We don't add preservatives. So we do like to think we are a great option compared to picking up something at a
drive-thru. So what if somebody wanted to buy, enough meals for two people for a week?
So
about how much would it cost?
Well,
when you're
buying,
I know it depends
bulk.
On what you pick.
Yeah, exactly. Well, for our meal plans, again, it's not a subscription, so you just get our fresh menu each week. You select exactly what you want. The mac and cheeses are very popular.
Oh, you got her twice now.
if you wanted a dozen of those, you order them. And our pricing gets better as the more
you order.
Yeah, they start at just a little over $8 per meal and can go down from there. So, yeah, you can get down to $6.50 a meal at the 21
more
mark.
McDonald's.
It does.
I was shocked to go into McDonald's and you come out in a family of four, it's over $100.
It's crazy.
The milkshakes and
oh my gosh.
That's
fabulous. So yeah, at $6.50 a meal, we really are so pleased that it's accessible to most people around. You can stock up, we package them in little containers, and if you don't get to them by the end of the week, put them right in your freezer. They'll last for months and months and months.
And now if you're walking down the street and you come in to the cafe, there's takeout food too that you...
Absolutely. We can package up your our menu food, and as well as our fresh menu that we like to have you order in advance so we have enough available. We have three freezers full of meals as well that are available all week long. Yeah, they... whenever we're not making the fresh food, we make exactly the same meals, same containers, label them for you so you know what you're pulling out, and put them right in the freezer to keep them fresh.
And so how many employees do you have?
We have, I want to say it's around, only around 12. We have a couple of full-time people, and then we employ part-time people as well. You know, some are just weekends, some have two or three shifts a week that can work with us.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
And when does Bellaire Bluffs open?
We are pushing for about 10 days from now. So, I know, it's very exciting.
I'm just
busy time.
Really excited.
Yeah.
I know. We have been working on this one a long time.
I like good food.
Yeah.
And in the winter, I have a friend who takes me out all the time, and so I have a freezer full of half leftovers, but that's almost gone.
Well, you'll have to come in and see us. We can fill you back up.
Yeah.
Yeah, 'cause I don't know what I want, and I like to have options in my freezer.
Yeah.
Good food.
Yeah. And people will come with baskets and baskets full of, you know, we do breakfast. We always have breakfasts in stock, chicken, beef, fish meals. We have some vegetarian meals, plant-based. We have a new keto section for people who need to follow that diet. And then we have the lower carb options, which a lot of our customers with diabetes have been able to use those to keep their sugar levels down and things like that. So great.
Well, what's nice too is I feel you could go in there and you don't have to eat the same thing as your loved one's eating. You can get two different, totally different meals if you want. It's not like if you go to McDonald's, it's just burgers or it's just, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You could have a choice of whatever you want. That's a big deal too.
It is.
Well cooked food.
And they're so, and they're ready. They are, you know, it's not the kind of meal prep where you have to cook it or put it together. You can have a nice hot meal in like 3 minutes, you know. And then if you, you know, our containers are reusable and recyclable and plastic, they're great. You can put them in the dishwasher and use them for organizing or your own meal prep, your own leftovers. But if you want to, just toss it out. You know, you're busy enough.
Yeah.
Just pitch it, recycle it, and move on with the things that are really important, like being there for your loved one.
So what will be your hours when you open the new store?
We are open 11 to 7 during the week, so lunch and dinner. And then on the weekends, we're just open 11 to 3 for lunch, protein smoothies, meal plan.
And how much cooking do you do?
Myself personally?
Yes.
So again, my husband's the chef of the family. I'm definitely more of the microwave girl, but yeah, we all pitch in when we need to. I've made tons of meals myself.
But he likes doing it.
He loves it. It's definitely his passion. I sort of help more. We make healthy snacks, so we make snacks with protein in them. So instead of it's called like that mix with people call it puppy chow or one of those other things. We make it with protein powder instead of sugar, so you can have that sweetness but also have it be a little more healthful. We make other healthful treats, little truffles, little Buckeye truffles, but they're made with protein powder again instead of sugar. So healthy sweets. That's where I excel a little bit more than the other stuff.
Yeah. So it seems like you have a passion for it yourself, and then you really love this.
We do. You know, we definitely started looking at it as a business that we could.
There were gifts of COVID.
Yes, there were. But it has become a passion. We love being out in the community. We love, you know, seeing people's faces light up when they come in week after week and say, you just changed my life. You know, I'm renovating my kitchen, or I've lost X number of pounds, or I just put on X pounds of muscle, you know, to build myself up.
I hate cooking.
I know.
That would be the biggest.
If you just don't like to cook, you know, we have people who say, I've cooked my whole life. It's my turn to take off. You know,
I get it.
They get their.
I don't get that.
21 meals a week. It's under $150. You know, it's stuck in the fridge.
This sounds a little snarky, but one of the things I hear from caregivers many times is, the best thing that happened after my husband died is I didn't have to make dinner.
Yeah.
You know, I'm making dinner for 45 years. I've been making dinner. And I know I live by myself now. I'm not going to cook that much. Mm-hmm. If my grandkids come over and whatever. So to have a nice alternative where you can go and pick up some nice food and pick whatever you want and then just have it in the freezer is fabulous.
Yeah, we're just here to give you a break. And yeah, they don't really expire if you get them in the fridge, and then, you know, you got to nourish yourself to keep on going.
Yeah.
And, you know.
How are you going to run 5?
We're working on it. We have completely hands-on. Everything from managing the construction to doing the dishes if needed. You know, we have an amazing manager who we've just promoted to our like regional manager, and he's going to continue to grow with us.
Oh, that's great.
And you know, part of one of our goals is to really change what it means to work in the restaurant industry. There are people who love this. You know, you don't have to come to work and there's angry people in the kitchen and pots are being thrown. You know, we're happy. We're doing joyful work.
You know? That's fabulous.
We deal with little issues that come up quickly, carefully. We move along. We get back to work. And, you know, you shouldn't have to deal with that when you're working in a kitchen. You know, we have no tolerance for your inappropriate things before your shift.
Yeah,
we don't. You know, we're out early. You can have work full time in this industry and be home by 7:30 during the week to get on with the other things that you need to do in your life.
Yeah,
so that's really one of our goals.
So, do you have children?
I do. I have two.
How old are they?
They are 10 and 15.
Oh goodness! So do they help out too?
I thought you were 15.
Oh my gosh, you're so sweet. Thank you. They do. My older daughter has actually started since she's 15 now, cashiering in the store. She actually loves it, which is a delight. Her specialty is making our protein smoothies. So that's going to be her big thing at the new cafe.
Good.
And it's really joyful. And the younger one, we do find tasks to do. There's lots, right, especially right now with the new cafe, there's lots of organization and inventory.
Yeah, and kids love to help. You know, give them a job. They love to do it. I had my grandson was just with me for 4 days, and he's, like, pretty much up for anything. You know, I'm like, let's do this or let's do that. And he's like, yeah, let's go.
Oh, and we do have a kids menu at our cafe as well.
Oh, you have a kids menu.
Little ones, coloring menus and things like that.
I bet there's mac and cheese on it.
There is, we call it clean mac, so whole grain pasta.
So, clean mac, so explain that.
It's just whole grain pasta. You know, the way that we keep our meals sort of balanced and healthful is we weigh everything. We have scales, you know, so.
It's like Weight Watchers used to be.
Yeah, and so it's an appropriate amount of sauce. We like to add protein to all of our mac and cheese, you know what I mean? So that you're getting a nice, proper, filling portion that you feel good about eating.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, accidentally filling up on a pound of pasta or something. And
You see some of the portions they give you in some restaurants is just crazy. I mean, probably 90% of the time I go out to dinner, I bring half of it home.
Right.
Because there's so much of it. And then if you eat that so much, then you don't feel good.
Exactly.
It's not good.
Exactly.
So you'll keep us apprised of when your grand opening
will
be and everything.
We'd love to have you out when that comes up. We'll get
Yeah, it would be fabulous.
And
Lynn's in.
And I drive down there all the time. Wonderful. I used to live over in San Keith, so I used that road, and that's how I got to the other one that used to be there. But I go down there now because most of my places, doctors and dentists, are all down Indian Rocks Road.
Right, yeah, it's good.
So you're like Indian Rocks and...
Yes, and West Bay. We are in what a lot of people call the Bonefish Plaza. That's the new location.
Yeah, it's easier to understand.
It is, yes. We took over the
space. They have a big sign.
Yes. We took over the space that was occupied by Richard's Whole Foods. So hopefully we can continue that tradition of healthful food in the community.
That's fabulous.
And we'll be open soon. You can find us on online and... we hope that we can...
Well, once Lynn and I will go there, we'll take some pictures. We'll be telling people about it. No problem.
For sure.
Well, thank you so much for being with us today.
I
very much appreciate you. And caregivers, think about it. Stop by if you can get some meals, if you can make it a little easier for yourself. Please make it a little easier for yourself. Right now, it's time to hear from our wonderful partners, so don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week, so check them out.
Arden Courts is not just a place to live. It's a place to call home. Residential living combined with quality caregiving. This is the philosophy behind Arden Courts. Communities created exclusively for individuals with Alzheimer's disease and related dementia who would benefit from a safe and structured environment. For additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides, call 888-478-2410 to locate a community nearest you. Inquire about our educational seminars, resource library, or support groups, or simply feel free to ask questions you may have about Alzheimer's and related dementias. At Arden Courts, we know, we understand, and we can help because memory care is all we do. Remember, call 888-478-2410 for additional information about any of the unique services Arden Courts provides.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Introducing the life-changing Footbar Walker.
I'm Peggy from Danville, Kentucky, and I'm 91 years old. The Footbar Walker revolutionized my care of George. It absolutely benefits the patient and the caregiver both, and that's the beauty of it. It's so easy to use. It folds up just like a dream. I got it in and out of the car without any effort at all. The saving that I made from having to put him in a nursing home came to about $192,000.
Does someone you love use a walker? Do they struggle to get up from a seated position? Are you a caregiver dealing with physical pain and stress as you help your patient? The Footbar Walker was designed to assist not only the patient, but also the caregiver. Patients have more control standing up, and no lifting from the caregiver is required. See how it works at thefootbarwalker.com. That's thefootbarwalker.com. Peggy, would you recommend the Footbar Walker?
Do I ever? I would not be in the health that I'm in today at this age had it not been for the Footbar Walker.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
I love Peggy and the Footbar Walker. Do I ever? I just love that. So, Jen, when we were on break, we had some more questions. So, Lynn, you asked about catering?
Yes.
We do. We do offer catering. We do both like individual lunches and platters. We have a lot of lunchtime catering we do. But we also offer large sizes of a lot of our favorite meals, the mac and cheeses, the chicken and broccoli meals, you know, just in the big metal pans.
Yeah. Yeah.
4 to 6 servings, really
perfect.
Reasonable. And we do like big salads and large veggie trays, large portions of our chicken bites that are one of our favorite things on the menu as
good.
Well. We can deliver, or it can be picked up in the store.
And you do Uber too, right?
We do.
Or whatever, Uber delivery.
For that cafe.
We do. For our cafe menu, you can order all of the major ones, the third parties, Uber, I think Grubhub, and there's another one out there too.
So I'm thinking some of my regular caregivers that live around where I live, you know who you are. We've done it before. Maybe we need to go have a little lunch in there one day.
Oh, so
I think that would be a
you.
Fun thing. Okay, thanks so much for being with us. I really
pleasure.
Appreciate it. We'll be there for grand opening. We'll let everybody know about
it. Thank you so much.
I want to let you know there's Sean Scott, attorney Sean Scott, has some seminars coming up, Medicaid Now and in the Future. So it's Tuesday, August 1st, 2 o'clock, Palm Harbor Library. Friday, August 4th, 2:30 to 4:30, Largo Library. And Monday, August 7th, 2 to 4 at the Seminole Library. Please get your papers in order. I can't tell you how many times I have to say this because things happen. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And if you're nervous about asking the questions, you can go here and there's a group of people. You're not the only one asking the questions.
And you're not paying anything.
Yeah,
people are nervous about having to pay, but he gives consults.
Yeah, and he's a great guy, Sean, and he has a book all about Medicaid. And he'll give you the book for free if you go to the seminar, or you can download it from his website, which is virtuallawoffice.com. And remember, Sean is always on the radio show the first Friday of every month. So if you have any questions, please call in. Thank you so much for being here today. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you guys. I'm so grateful for my guests, for Melinda and Jen today. So nice
Thank
having you,
you
here
for
today.
Having us.
Just remember, if you have any questions, if you need anything, you can contact me and I'll take care of it. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day. Okay, it's a wrap.
That was awesome. Awesome.
Hey, and we're going to take a group picture out here.
Oh,
okay?
Fantastic.